Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello, and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. We're continuing to learn about the beautiful city of Madrid. And of course, there are many things you can do in Madrid. You can learn about the history of Madrid. You can enjoy the art of Madrid. And of course, you can even go shopping in Madrid. In today's lesson, we'll start by learning about a taste of Egypt. Interesting. A taste of Egypt in Madrid. Well, have you ever traveled to a place and seen something that seemed like it didn't belong there? Carolyn, has that ever happened to you?
Well, yes, actually. Well, I'm from West Virginia, and West Virginia is covered in mountains. It is just beautiful, and you'll be driving along, and suddenly you'll see, like, a big mansion on top of a mountain. It's like, wait. But that's supposed to be a mountain, not a house. And it's a little bit out of place because it's very different from the styles of other houses in the state.
That's right. Well, I live near Nehu, Taipei, and I'm going through the city of Nehu, and on the right, all of a sudden, I see this church with pillars that look like it was built in Greece. It had Greek pillars. It seemed a little out of place. But of course, it adds to the style there. It adds to the city. Well, of course, we're going to learn about something that adds to the city of Madrid here with our part of the lesson called A Taste of Egypt. Let's get started.
Things to do in Madrid. A Taste of Egypt. Visitors strolling through the Parque del Oeste will come upon a little bit of Egypt in the heart of Spain, the Dabad Temple. Originally located in southern Egypt, the structure was donated to Spain in 1968, rebuilt and opened to the public in 1972. Entertainment. No trip to Madrid is complete without seeing a performance of Spain's famous art form, flamenco. Every day, flamenco performers sing, dance, or play the guitar in small cafes and grand theaters alike. Over the years, famous celebrities have traveled to Madrid to see this famous folk art.
Hello, friends. This is your Word Lady Ellen. We're back for day two of our tour of the Spanish capital, Madrid. Today, we'll learn about some of the entertainment and food the city has to offer. Let's take a look at our key words for the day before we begin. Stroll. Stroll is a verb. While strolling through the park, I encountered two of my former students. Performer. Performer is a noun. Performers' lives can be very difficult because they often wait a long time between jobs. Assortment. Assortment is a noun. The new restaurant offers a wide assortment of sandwiches and desserts. Marvelous. Marvelous is an adjective. The symphony gave a marvelous performance last night. I love it. Your more information words are flamenco. Flamenco is a noun. Tapas bar. Tapas bar is a noun. What things in Madrid would you like to see? Think about that as we finish our article.
There are so many wonderful things to enjoy in this great city of Madrid. Well, we will begin this lesson with a taste of Egypt, and we find something very interesting in this city. We read, visitors strolling through Parque del Oeste will come upon a little bit of Egypt in the heart of Spain. The Dabad Temple. Well, this is very interesting. There is an Egyptian temple in Madrid.
That's right. And so people who are strolling along might see this temple. Let's take a look at that word from our word bank, stroll. Of course, when you're strolling, you're not in a hurry. It's another word for walking. You could stroll, or you could use it as a noun. You could take a stroll through a park.
That's right, and so you might go strolling through the woods on a beautiful summer day, but now it is a little bit too cold to be doing that.
It's true, but of course it's very nice to take a stroll outside in nature. And of course, if you're in Madrid, then you might be strolling through the Parque del Oeste, and you will come upon a little bit of Egypt. Well, let's take a look at a phrase there. The phrase, to come upon something. What does that mean?
Well, that means that you weren't expecting to see it. But it's right there. Maybe you are taking a stroll in the woods and you come upon a baby deer. There's a little fawn. You didn't know it would be there, but you came upon it during your walk.
And so maybe the baby deer joins you on your hike, and then you come upon a waterfall. You didn't know the waterfall was there, but you came upon this waterfall. It was a very enjoyable time, of course, for you and this baby deer.
Of course. Well, continuing to learn about the Dabad Temple, originally located in southern Egypt, this structure was donated to Spain in 1968, rebuilt, and opened to the public in 1972.
All right, so Egypt and Spain have a pretty good relationship here. Egypt is donating things to Spain. Sometimes countries do that. You might see or hear about a country that donates something to another country. Like in America, the Statue of Liberty was actually donated by France to the United States.
That's right. So that is also the case with the Dabad Temple. It was donated to Spain by Egypt. So this is a great way for the countries to maintain good relations. Now, we have another section here, entertainment. Gabe, what do we learn in this section?
Well, of course, no trip to Madrid is complete without seeing a performance of Spain's famous art form, flamenco. I don't know how to dance flamenco style or play guitar flamenco style, but I think I would agree that I would want to see one of these kinds of performances if I visit Madrid.
That's right. And at the very beginning of this sentence, we see a phrase, no something is complete without something else. And you could use this in many different ways. Perhaps you are looking to fulfill your home. You want to complete every room and your kitchen is not quite done. No kitchen is complete without an oven.
Aha. Okay. Well, that's what you think. Very good. You could use this in other ways. Let's see. Maybe if you visit Studio Classroom. Well, no trip to Studio Classroom is complete without a trip to the studio here where you can watch people film. No something is complete without something else. No trip to Grandma's house is complete without trying her delicious chocolate chip cookies.
Well, that sounds like a very true statement, Gabe. Now, continuing to learn about flamenco. Every day, flamenco performers sing, dance, or play the guitar in small cafes and grand theaters alike.
All right, so you can see this kind of art form all over the place. Well, let's take a look at that word, performer. A performer is someone who performs. Someone who does a show of some kind. Do you like to perform? What kind of performer are you?
Well, that is a very good question, Gabe. I used to do theater when I was younger, so I was a performer on stage. Now, you could also say that the performers were very talented, or use a word we have already learned, splendid. The performers were splendid.
That's right. Performers did a splendid job. Well, over the years, famous celebrities have traveled to Madrid to see this famous folk art. And this is something that I would love to do if I ever have a chance to visit Madrid. Would you like to see flamenco?
I would love to. It would certainly be on my list of things to see.
Well, before we go and see flamenco in Madrid, it's time for us now to learn something with Michelle in the language lab.
嗨，大家好，我是 Michelle。 今天第一个重点我们看 stroll 这个动词。 stroll 是指闲晃或漫步，因为它是一个不及物动词，所以后面要加介系词才能加受词。例如 we stroll down the street after lunch， 我们午餐之后到街上散步。或者是 while strolling in town we found several interesting stores， 我们在这个镇上闲晃的时候发现了几家很有意思的店。接下来我们看的是 performer 这个名词，它的动词是 perform， P-E-R-F-O-R-M， 意思是表演，加上代表人 E-R 这个字尾， performer 就是指表演者。例如 the circus performers all came from Russia， 这个马戏团的表演者都来自俄罗斯。课文中还提到一个另外跟它相关的名词是 performance， performance 是指表演或演出。例如 the dancers outstanding performance won them the first prize， 这一群舞者出色的演出让他们得到了第一名。
Oh, hello again, everybody. That was nothing. I was just practicing my flamenco. As I learned in today's lesson, no trip to Madrid is complete without seeing a performance of this famous Spanish art form, flamenco. That is one of their many different kinds of entertainment there. And of course, something else we learned so far is about a taste of Egypt in Madrid. Well, we have more to learn about this wonderful, fabulous city of Madrid. So let's do that now.
Things to do in Madrid. Food. Madrid has a wide assortment of restaurants, but because the Spanish typically eat late, around 9 or 10 p.m., it's difficult to find good dinner food earlier. If you get hungry before then, the best solution is to try a tapas bar where light snacks are served. Be sure to try the jamón, dry-cured ham. Spain is famous for it. Time for a break. After a day of touring, relax in 350-acre Retiro Park with its beautiful gardens, fish pond, and lake. It is the perfect place to reflect on all you've enjoyed in this marvelous Spanish city.
There is certainly a lot of splendor in this city of Madrid. Now, it is time to discuss a very important part when you are visiting any city, food. Madrid has a wide assortment of restaurants, but because the Spanish typically eat late, around 9 or 10 p.m., it's difficult to find good dinner food earlier.
Well, I would love to try this food, but maybe earlier in the day, not at 9 or 10 p.m. I don't know why I have to wait that long, but let's talk about a word here from our word bank. It is the word assortment. Now, of course, there's a wide assortment of restaurants. Another word you could use is variety. There are many different kinds of something.
That's right. Now, if you remember before, we had talked about a flea market. There is a wide assortment of items that you can buy and look at and find at a flea market.
Or maybe you buy a box of chocolate for somebody, but it's not just one kind of chocolate. There is an assortment of chocolates inside that box. Or how many clothes do you own? Do you have an assortment of different kinds of clothes? There are many ways you can use this word assortment. And of course, if you visit Spain and visit Madrid, you'll notice that the Spaniards eat a little later in the day, around 9 or 10 o'clock at night.
That's right. And you might find this strange, but don't worry. Steve and Ken are going to explain how and when Spaniards eat for us in the information cloud.
If you ever visit Spain and you want to blend in with the locals and get an authentic feel for the culture, you will need to be very flexible about when you eat your meals.
Right, because the Spaniards have unquestionably one of the most unusual eating schedules in the world.
Okay, a typical Spanish day starts at 8 a.m. with breakfast, nothing unusual there.
But then around 11:30, they have a mid-morning snack, bigger than a coffee break, but smaller than a proper sit-down meal.
2 hours after that, lunch. Now, the two-hour lunch break isn't necessarily for napping. It's to give workers plenty of time to go home, make lunch, and eat it.
At 4 o'clock, it's back to work. Then around 6, there might be another little snack to hold them over until dinner time.
Now, at 9 o'clock, dinner time is considered early. A 10 o'clock dinner time is more the norm. But because it's so late in the day, dinner isn't normally a big, heavy meal.
So that's how the Spanish do it. They have 5 meals a day instead of 3. I think I could get used to that.
今天的课文讲到西班牙人吃晚餐通常都吃得很晚，大约在九点，晚上九点或十点才吃，这是因为他们一整天的用餐习惯跟我们很不同。除了早餐是一样的时间之外，他们在上午十一点半左右会先吃个上午的点心，然后真正的午餐呢是在下午两点左右吃，到了六点钟会再吃一个点心果腹，而过了九点甚至十点才是 吃晚餐的时间，也就是说，他们一天总共吃午餐饭，但是每一餐的量都不会很大。西班牙人可以说真正实践了少量多餐。这就是今天的Info Cloud，我们下次云端见。Thank
you, guys. Well, I am getting hungry just thinking about eating. And you know, this also reminds me of my trip to Greece. I was playing in the beach with some kids, and it was around 12:30 noon. I was getting hungry, and I was like, well, when are we going to have lunch? They laughed at me, and they said, we don't eat until 2:30 or 3. So it seems like a lot of European countries are similar in that they eat at different times throughout the day than I'm used to.
That's right. So it's important if you are traveling that you make sure you understand the food culture of that country. Now, don't worry. We will continue with our lesson. If you get hungry before then, the best solution is to try a tapas bar where light snacks are served. So even if you are hungry and it's not quite 9 or 10 p.m., don't worry, you can go to a tapas bar. And what should they try there, Gabe?
Well, of course, tapas is another word for snack or a light snack. Now, what should you try? Be sure to try the jamón. Dry cured ham. Spain is famous for it. So maybe you could say it's a delicacy in Spain, this jamón. Now notice that word, it's spelled with a J, but of course in Spanish, J is pronounced like an H. Jamón.
And now we come to the part of our lesson where we get to relax. We've done so much exploring in this city, and it is time for a break. After a day of touring, relax in 350-acre Retiro Park with its beautiful gardens, fish pond, and lake. And with all those things, it does sound like a very beautiful place to just relax.
That's right. Relax or rest, as the name Retiro Park implies. Retiro kind of sounds like the word retire, which is another word for to rest or take a break. And I would love to visit this place. 350 acres? That is not a small park. That is quite large.
Yes, so there is plenty of space for everyone to go and relax. And we read, it is the perfect place to reflect on all you've enjoyed in this marvelous Spanish city.
All right, well, we have a lot to reflect on here in our lesson. And what does it mean to reflect on something? That means maybe you take time to think about something and you're considering it. Maybe if you like to write your thoughts down in a journal, that could also be reflecting. You're reflecting on your life and you write your thoughts down.
That's right. And in this sentence, we see a word from our word bank, marvelous. Now, if something is marvelous, then it is extremely enjoyable or exciting. So you might say, my Spanish dinner at 9 p.m. last night was marvelous. It was so wonderful.
It was marvelous. It was wonderful. It was a splendid dinner. Now, this word marvelous, it sounds like the word marvel, or the word marvel is in that word. And a marvel is, of course, a wonder of some kind. You might marvel at something, or you could describe it as being marvelous. You had a marvelous dinner.
Well, we are going to continue learning about this wonderful city, this marvelous Spanish city of Madrid, by watching a video. And then we'll continue learning with Michelle in the language lab.接下来我们看的是 assortment 这个名词。 assortment 是指分类、类别、五花八门或者是花色品种。例如 the store offers a good assortment of ingredients for Italian cuisine， 这家店提供各式各样意大利料理的食材。它的动词是 assort， A-S-S-O-R-T， 意思是指整理或分配。例如 Tanya's clothes are assorted by season， Tanya 的衣服是按照季节分类的。最后我们看是 marvelous 这个形容词。 marvelous 是指非凡的、不可思议的或者是令人惊奇的。例如 the actor's marvelous interpretation of the character touched the entire audience， 这位演员对角色精湛的诠释感动了整场的观众。或者 the result of the treatment is marvelous， 治疗的效果惊人的好。 OK， get ready to learn more from our marvelous teachers。 Well, the past 2 days, we have been learning all about Madrid, the Spanish capital. Now, what would you do if you only had 1 day to visit this marvelous city? There are so many things to do. Gabe?
Good question. Well, I love art. I would be tempted to visit the art museums, but if I could only choose one thing, I would love to go see a flamenco performance.Because that's something that seems very unique to Spain and Madrid. I would love to see that kind of performance. What about you, Carolyn?
Well, I would definitely like to spend some time at a cafe seeing a flamenco performance. I'd also really like to visit the royal palace and see those lavish rooms.
Well, what about you? What would you like to do if you only had 1 day in Madrid? Thank you for joining us for our lesson about Madrid. And of course, we'll see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.
See you! A friend loves at all times. A friend helps at all times. A friend trusts at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime.
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend, last a lifetime.